Hi folks, the key thing to remember here is that you could get a very generic question about risk and uncertainty, such as talk about or how would you deal with risk and uncertainty over projects. And if you get a question like that, a theory question, that's a great question, because any question on risk and uncertainty basically involves these big four models. So a question as generic as that will probably worth about 8 marks, which is great. That's 8 marks in the bag, because 4 marks will be for identifying these four models, and 4 marks will be for a simple 1 or 2 sentence explanation of each. So here we go. What are the four models that we always mention when risk and uncertainty is mentioned in the exam? We have probability analysis, where we look at expected probabilities. Those expected probabilities will help us deal with the risk and uncertainty. We have adjusted payback. Adjusted payback is the normal payback adjusted by adjusting the discount rate in order to take into account risk, make the discount rate a little bit higher. The third one we have is sensitivity analysis. Sensitivity analysis we can use to see, right, we've made these guesses, how sensitive are these guesses to actually changing our opinion? How sensitive are they to making the NPV actually come below zero? And finally, simulation, using computer software to try and simulate all different outcomes and try and work out best case and worst case scenarios. So remember, risk and uncertainty, you have those four topics. Let me repeat those four topics that you must be able to learn. Adjusted payback, sensitivity analysis, probability analysis, and simulation.